and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Dix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Dix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Dix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Centerpiece of last program was Frank Signorelli. That was one in a series of programs in which I play recordings by artists who recorded with Dix in recordings that do not include Dix. Today, for the modern musicians, I'm going to turn to a recent CD from the West End Jazz Band. Okay, let's get started with the music today, and the centerpiece of today's program will be again Frank Signorelli. In the last program, I played mostly very early recordings, 1922 and so on. Today, I want to go to the late 20s. And I will start with a recording from May 14th, 1929 by Napoleon's Emperors, with Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Tardo on string bass, and Stan King on drums. What a roster of amazing musicians, isn't it? And the two sides that I want to play are Mean to Me and My Kind of Love. So here is Frank Signorelli with Napoleon's Emperors in 1929.
Thank you. That was very nice, and Frank Signorelli takes a couple of solos on each one of those recordings. Pretty good. Now, let me turn now to a group known as the New Orleans Blackbirds. It has Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Miff Moore on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Matty Malnick on violin, Frank Signorelli on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Joe Tardo on tuba, and Ted Napoleon on drums. These two recordings that I will play now were from November 12, 1928, and first I'll have Redhead, composed by Red Nichols and Miff Moll, and then playing the blues, a Jimmy Dorsey composition. So here is Frank Signorelli with the New Orleans Blackbirds in 1928.
Thank you.
would like to turn to Frank Signorelli as a composer, and I'm going to play a couple of sides. First, Hal Kemp and his orchestra, recorded on May 5th, 1927. This is Go, Joe, Go. It's a composition by Kretzmer, Napoleon, and Signorelli. And the Hal Kemp band consists of Hal Kemp on clarinet, alto sax, and directing. Wade Schlegel, I guess, on trumpet. Keith Roberts on trombone. Ben Williams on clarinet, alto sax, or baritone sax. Horace Saxe Dowell on clarinet or tenor sax. John Scott Trotter on piano. Ollie Humphreys on guitar or banjo. Jim Mullin on brass bass, and Robert Skinnianis on drums. I will follow that with a composition by Napoleon and Signorelli, Bass Ale Blues, recorded on January 23, 1926 by the original Memphis Five, with Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Alfie Evans on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Ray Bodouk on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of compositions by Frank Signorelli. First were played by the Hal Kemp band in 1927, and then played by another composition played by the original Memphis Five in 1926. Thank you. Now I would like to turn to Frank Signorelli playing with the Dorsey Brothers. This is the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra from September 29, 1928 with Fozzie Farrar, question mark, and Nanna Torrey on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jack DeGardi on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arnold Brillhart on alto sax, Frank Teschmacher on clarinet or tenor sax, Herbert Spencer on tenor sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, Carl Kress on banjo or guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. And the two sides that I'm going to play are Round Evening and Out of the Dawn. They both have vocals by Smith Ballou. So let's listen then to Frank Signorelli with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra in 1928.
Bless the one I love for his love round evening. Thank you. out of the dawn, there came a sunbeam. Out of the dawn, a dream came true. Wandering on, I find that sunbeam. Lingering on, the long day through. Please tell me who'll ever think my skies would ever be blue. Who'd ever think I'd need somebody like you. But out of the dawn, there came a sunbeam, and a beautiful dream came true.
That was a little bit of Tommy Dorsey on trumpet there. I forgot to mention it before I started playing those two recordings. Well, I would like to finish the segment on Frank Signorelli with a couple of recordings by Joe Benuti and Eddie Lang, accompanied by Frank Signorelli. And these are from June 21st, 1928. And they are Doing Things and Wildcat. So let's listen then to Frank Signorelli with Joe Benuti and Eddie Lang in 1928. Thank you. At least Frank Signorelli got to play the last note on that recording. But it is really very nice stuff, isn't it? And Big Spiderbeg is not the only musician who is interested, let's say, in Claude Debussy. It is clear that Giovenuti has perhaps an obsession with Debussy. He brings in little snippets of Debussy compositions in many of his recordings. Okay, let's turn now to the modern musicians, and I would like to play one cut from a brand new CD that Mike Bezin kindly sent me recently. This is the West End Jazz Band, still in the 20s, Hot Dance Volume 2. It's a legacy CD, 2K102, and the band consists of Mike Bezin on cornet, and he's also the leader. His wife, Leah Bezin, is on banjo and guitar. Wayne Jones on drums, Frank Gualtieri on trombone, John Otto on reeds, and Mike Walbridge on tuba. The West End Jazz Band was at the tribute to Biggs last March in Kenosha. And they reopened the Blue Lantern, the legendary ballroom where Biggs played in the summer of 1926. And the band, the West End Jazz Band, is going to be in the Blue Lantern again in November. Look in my website, the Bixography website, in the sections where I have the announcements, and you get all the details about the second appearance of the West End Jazz Band at the Blue Lantern. Well, the side that I would like to play is Crazy Quilt. So here is then the West End Jazz Band in the year 2002. The West End jazz band brings back nicely the sound of the 1920s. They have a nice mellow sound. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. This is